Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and how is everybody doing this evening? I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room. We are excited, you guys, and pumped up. We're fresh off of signing day. Last week, we had some of our young men that were fortunate enough to get college football scholarships, and we have many young men that will sign after signing day. But we are back on track, and we have a gentleman on the show tonight that is going to provide fabulous advice for you guys. Great content for any aspiring college football players. We have Coach Kevin Maurice. He is currently the running backs coach at the University of North Dakota. Great program, and they're having some great success with him coaching up the guys in the backfield. He's been at many other universities like the University of Miami, Cincinnati, and Purdue, and he has graced us tonight with some of his time, and he's going to provide some opinions, he's going to provide some advice, and he's definitely going to talk about the 2017 North Dakota recruiting class. So I think we already have Coach Maurice on the line. Hey, Coach, can you hear me tonight?
Yes, I can hear you clear, and yeah, thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, no, we really appreciate the time. I know this is a busy time of year for you, and I know it's a year-round job. So really thank you for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and looking forward to helping you out with the show and sharing some good insight about the recruiting college football.
Perfect. Let's get right into it, Coach, because I don't want to keep you late, and I know you got a lot on your plate. For those that don't know you, Coach, where are you originally from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I played at Coral Gables High School for the first 2 years. I was starting running back until our high school coach put Frank Gore in front of me. The guy named Gore in front of me. What was he thinking, right? But and then I finished off at Hialeah Miami Lakes High School.
Okay, well, yeah, special shouts out to Frank. We're a Bay Area company, so he put in a lot of great mileage for the 49ers out there. Yeah, that's a tough one when you're competing with a Hall of Famer, possibly. Talk to me when you started to realize that football could provide some future incentive for you or some future upward mobility.
Well, you know, growing up in Florida, you know, I've always been around the Miami Hurricanes football program, and as a youngster, you know, I got exposed to playing football at an early age, say about 6 or 7. My dad kind of weaned me into playing football, but he always stressed that academics was important. So if I achieved certain marks academically in class, then, you know, I would be able to participate. And you know, with the exposure with the Miami Hurricanes football program, you know, I did a little couple things with FCA program for our high school football team. So it kind of inspired me. And there's guys all around me, you know, who are really successful playing football. You know, I had my cousin Jocelyn Bogella. You know, he ended up playing at Cincinnati, and then he ended up playing for the Detroit Lions and the Winnipeg Bombers. But, you know, those guys were, you know, I had a lot of great influences, per se, within my neighborhood, within my community, in terms of, you know, playing football and aspiring to, you know, use, you know, college football as a gateway to get an education and create more opportunities for myself, per se. Nevertheless, you know, I always, you know, I was taught at an early age, too, hey, be realistic about things, too. And sometimes you got to work your way up to get what you really want in the game of football.
Well said right there, Coach, and you hit the nail on the head with the work that somebody has to put in. You chose to go to UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso. When did you start to realize that football was a business? Did you realize when they were recruiting you, or did it hit you later on in your career?
I think, you know, even at the high school level, you know, especially growing up in Miami-Dade County, and, you know, football in Miami-Dade County, I mean, that's one of the more talent-laden areas in the country, you know, and it's highly competitive. Like my senior year of high school, all 99 jerseys were taken. Everybody had a position. Everybody had a role. So for the most part, I got the sense that football was a business at an early age, you know, and you know, it was highly competitive. So even in high school, my senior year, the guy behind me, he was right behind me, you know, inching to take my spot, per se. And so if I was to make my marks academically, or, you know, if my character wasn't up to par, then somebody would replace me. So that's the business part of it I got early on. And then when I hit college, you know, I realized, hey, it's not necessarily your talent that's going to get you to where you need to be, or it's more the discipline part, you know, and doing the little things and having an open mind when you get into college atmosphere, and being a good representative for not only yourself but your parents, your community. Those little things, those are the little building blocks and that necessarily needs to be taken in order for you to be successful in a college level.
Great. Right there, Coach, and hopefully you young players are listening to what Coach Maurice is telling you, and I know you guys are. Talk to me a little bit about the decision to eventually become a coach. Did you were playing, did you feel that one day I will be a coach, or did that kind of hit you after your career?
You know, I recall, you know, many instances where, you know, during my playing years in college, where I'm like, well, if I was a coach, I would approach this scenario differently. Or if I was a coach and I had a kid from this type of background, I would approach him from a different perspective. You know, and, you know, a lot of the coaches that I had coming up in college were kind of old school, or they weren't familiar with my cultural background. And I always felt like, hey, if I ever got that opportunity to coach, then, you know, I would think outside of the box. And, you know, by God's grace, hey, I got a college degree out of the whole equation, my whole college experience. And through my networking in college, you know, I was able to secure a job in corporate America. And for 3 years, I worked corporate America, but I still vacillated about the, you know, opportunity to coach football. And I felt like, hey, if I get a chance to coach football, I'll probably feel whole. And for the most part, I just got lucky. And one of my buddies called me, and I started at the high school level. And then I tapped into my network again and kind of got an opportunity to coach at the Division II level that led to a job in Cincinnati. And, you know, as a college coach, I have my, you know, own point of view and own ways of coaching my players. You know, I can't coach every player the same. Every kid is different. And, you know, I kind of got like a holistic, organic approach of coaching because I've been that kid. I'm not far removed from my last college football game, which was probably, 12 years ago. But I'm familiar with what the kids are going through, you know, throughout their college life and, you know, their daily lives. So it's really important for me, you know, when I get a kid and the parents trust me to be responsible for their kid, to foster his growth. So that's my point of view, and that's the way I approach it as a college coach. And that's one of the main reasons I coach, not necessarily for, you know, any financial gains or anything, instant gratification. It's the day-by-day process of just fostering the growth of young men.
I love it, Coach. And you've been a supporter before you go pro for a while, and you know that we're a teaching platform. We're an education platform for these young football players. Knowing you know now, Coach, what would you have done differently, or what advice would you give to a young player that's currently playing, but he knows one day he wants to be a college coach?
One thing I would do differently is try to cultivate a relationship with your coaches beyond football, and do a lot more things outside. Just enjoy the whole college experience. You know, if you want to join a fraternity, join a sorority. There's a lot of networking opportunities in college that you got to capitalize on. And also, you know, a lot of the resources the colleges provide for you, like the tutoring, the advisors that you have within reach. Like, for example, even if you don't have to go to tutoring, even if you don't have to go to study hall, go to study hall. Because those opportunities over there are free, and they're at your within your reach. Another thing is, you know, get more involved in the community. Be a mentor to younger kids. Because there's a lot of kids that's looking up to you, and you don't even know about it. You know, just a series of those things. Like, so, back again, just build a relationship with your coach. Go out in the community, outreach, network. You know, those little things. Study hall, take advantage of it, because you just never know. And then another thing I wish I'd have done too is the degree program you get into. See how much money you can make out of the degree, or see what kind of career you can have with the degree that you're in when you're in a college level. If you're within a degree program you really want to be in, then find somebody that's a football alumni to be your mentor. Those little things will make you successful. If I had to do it all over again.
Amazing advice, Coach, and I've heard you say time and time again, so utilize the network. So that's exactly what we preach, and appreciate you sharing that with us. For those that are just joining us, we're in the BYGP locker room. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, blessed with the opportunity to have some of Coach Maurice's time. He is the running back coach at the University of North Dakota, and just a great coach who feeds into his young men. Obviously, we work with high school and junior college players, so a lot of them, Coach, want to know about recruiting. How competitive, in your opinion, is the recruiting landscape right now for a young man to earn a college football scholarship at Division I level?
You know what? I had the luxury of playing high school football, and then I was qualified out of high school, and I played junior college football just to create another opportunity for myself. Nevertheless, you know, I think with today's game and technology, I think it's wide open. I really think it's wide open, yet it's still competitive. But I think with the technology, the YouTubes, the Huddle, you know, some of all the other platforms you can use, and writing a concise email, a direct email to a coach, you know, expressing your interest in a particular program. And then also, you got to factor in the equation, hey, going to particular camps that's going to be able for you to showcase your ability. That's going to help you showcase your ability and also network yourself with other coaches. Another thing is, yeah, it is highly competitive, and then you do have technology within your reach, but I think most college athletes have to look at, or most high school students or junior college athletes need to be realistic and look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, assess their skill set and see where you fit in. And it doesn't matter what level of football you're playing in. There's a level for everybody. And there's junior college. There's Division III. There's Division II. There's Division I AA. There's Division I. There's NAIA. So there's a level for you, but you gotta be realistic with yourself, and you gotta make sure that you put yourself in a position within the framework academically of the NCAA to kind of sustain that momentum in order for you to get a college scholarship.
Okay, so you are a believer that kids should be a part of the camps and showcases and things of that nature?
Absolutely. I really think, you know, you should capitalize on opportunities to get exposed to different camps. Because with the camps, you know, you have coaches from not only one particular school, well, you have coaches from X amount of schools at these camps, and you never know who's watching, you know. And I always have a saying to, you know, high school football players or my football players in particular, hey, the eyes in the sky don't lie. You never know who's watching. And always do your best knowing that things are changed minute by minute, play by play. So, yeah, I'm a great advocate of those programs.
Great point, Coach. Now, you and I, up in the era where kids were out playing in the streets with their friends and they were multi-sport kids, and I'm sure you're aware of the specialization with a lot of the high school kids and the high school sports right now. Are you a believer that high school football players should concentrate solely on football, or do you think they'll play multiple sports?
Yeah, I think the notion of playing multiple sports is a great idea, and I tell you why. Because now, you know, it keeps you busy. First and foremost, it keeps you busy all year round, and it gives you something to look forward to. But it also helps you develop your skill set. For example, when I was in high school, I played five sports. Now, I played football, baseball, I ran track, played soccer, and I wrestled. And it kept me busy all year round. And, you know, with soccer, I knew that it helped me with my agility, lateral quicks. Wrestling helped me, you know, I played running back, so it helped me, you know, with body movement, breaking tackles, you know, keeping balance. You know, baseball, hand-eye coordination, track, always worked on my speed. I grew up in Miami, so I enjoyed running fast, you know. And running fast was, you know, a staple down in South Florida. And, you know, always competitive in terms of running fast and competing with other guys and working on my speed because I knew it was going to make me better. So I think really playing other sports also builds leadership. And, you know, you might not be the captain on your football team, but, hey, you might be the captain of the track team. Or you might not be the captain on the football team, but you might be the captain of the basketball team. And I think every little thing you learn on the football field, you can apply to your different positions that you play within the basketball or, excuse me, with your other sports. And then also it conditions the players for the time when they get to college, you know, hey, you got a role. You might not be the starter coming into campus, but, hey, we might ask you to play special teams. All right, hey, this is your role. Okay, you might be on the punt team only. This is your role. And then with that role, okay, if you excel at that role, we'll create a role for you on offense or defense. If you do well within the roles on offense or defense, then you might jump and be a starter within, 7 to 8 games into the season. So you got to really think about that kind of stuff. And, yeah, it's great carryover from playing multiple sports, and I'm a great advocate of it.
I love it, Coach. I love it. So talk to me about what gets you pumped up when you're sitting back, because you are the recruiting coordinator as well at the University of North Dakota. So when you're sitting back and you're trying to get 20 kids from across the country, 20-plus kids, what gets you pumped up? What are maybe things that get you going where you want to recruit a kid when you watch this film?
One of the main things is going out to the schools and meeting people that are associated with the kids that I'm particularly recruiting. And, you know, say, for example, if I talk to a janitor and his eyes lights up about the prospect, or when I actually meet that prospect, you know, I want to see if he gives me a firm handshake and looks me in the eye, you know, and I want to see if he can carry a conversation. Those little things I look for, those things get me excited, because now I know, hey, when I get you in a college setting, when I get you in front of some of the people within our university, I know you'll do a good job, and I know for a fact that you'll represent me well. Not necessarily the talent. I know you have talent, but what kind of character you have? Those are the things that get me excited, because, you know, I know that your character will always complement your athletic ability. And I know that, hey, if you could shake my hand, look me in the eye, have a conversation, I know you're going to do well in school. Those are some of the little things I look for.
Great point right there, Coach. Now let's talk about one of the young men that you currently work with, John Santiago, amazing player. I believe he returns kicks and then plays running back, two-time All-American. What makes him such a special player for you guys?
You know, the thing that makes John a great player is his unselfishness. And the thing with John is, you know, he came with an open mind. He's one of the guys that came in, you know, he had a role. We put him at receiver first. I'm sure he really wanted to play running back. Then we had some injuries at running back. And I tell you what, the first time we gave him the ball, he scored a touchdown. The second time we gave him the ball, he scored a touchdown. The third time he touched the ball, he scored a touchdown on a drill.
Wow.
On an inside drill. And I looked at the coach and I was convinced. And his uncanny work ethic. And one of the things that make John a great player is, you know, his game-breaking ability, and, you know, his speed really, you know, speed really complements, you know, what you see on the field. You know, he's got great 40 time, great 100-meter time. And he's a guy who played multiple sports, but, you know, he's a guy that came to our camp unknown, you know. I watched his highlight film, but, you know, for a coach sometimes, I mean, you kind of see the same type of player over and over again. But when you see him live in a living color, I mean, he earned a scholarship at our camp. And then for him to really, you know, grow into the person, to the player that he is, you know, John is one of, like, he's a great American story. He's a great, comes from a great background, great family. And, you know, he's a guy that puts in the work. You know, guy that puts in the extra work in the weight room and also the film room. And I think one of the best qualities of John is he never makes the same mistake twice.
Well, there you guys have it right there. That's what makes a great player. We've got roughly about 10 more minutes here with Coach Kevin Maurice, University of North Dakota running backs coach, and this is some great advice, Coach, so we really appreciate the time. In your opinion, what's the difference between, you know, all these kids want to play early, some are actually graduating high school early to get to college. What's the difference between a young man that's ready to play as a freshman and a young man that should redshirt?
Well, you know, the thing you know, it's an interesting dynamic, and it all equates down to maturity, you know, and your team dynamic. Okay, so a kid that comes in and he's ready to play, you know, his talent is undeniable, and basically the stars are aligned for him in terms of, hey, there's a need at the position. All right. The kid is—he shows enough maturity to handle, you know, the rigors of being a starter or a role player. And you know, the biggest part of the equation is whether or not we have a need upon that position, particular position, per se. So, say you have a kid that comes in really talented. Okay. So, for example, I'll give you an example, like Randy Moss at Florida State redshirted. Randy Moss is probably one of the best receivers ever to play the game, you know, but he redshirted at Florida State. But they didn't have a need at the position yet. But if there's a need at the position, the kid shows undeniable talent, then we're going to play him. Now, if there's a situation where a kid, you know, he lacks maturity a little bit, or, you know, maturity I'm talking about, like, for example, line play. Some kids come in 18 years old and, you know, they're not particularly ready yet to withstand the rigors of playing, let's say, the SEC, Big Ten, you know, because you're going up against 22, 23-year-old grown guys who played 5 years. You know, we'll give them that time to develop, to gain the weight, get strong, learn the scheme, you know. But, you know, those are the dynamics of whether or not you're going to play or not. And, you know, sometimes the best benefit for a player is to, you know, redshirt, learn the scheme, mature, get acclimated to a college atmosphere, and the sky's the limit from there after the first year. And then maybe within that year, there's an opening within that position, or there's competition with that position. So going into spring, now you have a pretty good basis. So that's where I stand, and that's my vantage point as a coach, from a coaching perspective on a kid ready to play and a kid that needs to redshirt.
Great insight right there, Coach. And, as far as the recruiting process, what type of grade point average do you usually look for?
You know, obviously we look for the most important thing, you know, we look for an upper trend. So say a kid's a qualifier or he's close to being a qualifier, the most important thing is if the kid shows an upper trend. Now, if there's a decline, then that draws a red flag. But if the kid has some type of competency, and then when you actually meet the kid, when you meet the prospect, you know, the most important thing is to gauge his character, gauge his smarts, and say he's not a qualifier at a time. We got to make sure he shows that he's showing an upper trend to meet the qualifications, not necessarily give up on a kid or anything like that. But obviously we can take a kid with minimum qualifications, but we would look for a guy, you know, that's a high achiever in the classroom. But I think character is a big factor too, and smarts, and, you know, it's different when you meet a kid and, you know, he shows redeeming qualities in terms of, you know, high intelligence, but yet he doesn't have the necessarily qualifying score. That doesn't mean you give up on the prospect, but ideally it would be ideal to have high achiever within the classroom.
Couple questions here, Coach, and then I'll let you go, and we really appreciate the time. Is it harder now, because you've been around and you've been coaching at multiple places, is it harder today than before to gauge a young man's character?
Now, run that back to me again, Coach.
I was saying, is it harder today to gauge a young man's character or to tell if they're socially ready for college?
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting question, because now you have social media. And before, you know, back when me and you weren't playing, you didn't have social media. So the best way to gauge a kid's character is by talking to them on the phone or actually meeting a kid. But one of the things I tell recruits is, hey, be careful of what you put on social media, because, you know, unfortunately, that's how we're going to define your character. And that's how I've been doing it for the past 8 years. You know, what the kid puts on Facebook, what is his interest, because at the end of the day, you know, when you go out in the real world, that's the same things that they're going to apply. Those same rules apply. And, it's an interesting dynamic, but I think, you know, going back to the simple handshake, looking the kid in the eye, building conversation, and building some type of rapport and relationship with the prospect is totally important in terms of gauging that kid's character, family dynamics. And I think parents play a big role in terms of character too, because, you know, that we're recruiting the parents too, and whatever the parents are putting on social media, whatever the parents are putting on Twitter too, we're watching too, because, you know, parents, again, they're a big influence parents, mentors, or anything, anybody that kids is associated, anybody that kids associated with, are big factors upon the equation in terms of determining character.
Great point there, Coach. Really, parents, kids are paying attention to that because you don't shoot off the foot and look at your social network and never calls you back. So you guys need to pay attention to what you're posting.
Absolutely.
The recruiting class, maybe, so to speak. Are there any players that you are really excited about in this past recruiting class?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really excited about all of them. And, in particular, one particular kid from University of Minnesota, he transferred to our program, James Johannesson. I think he's going to uphold the standard we set at running back. And,
nice.
You know, and he's a kid from Fargo South High School, and he transferred from University of Minnesota. And I think he's coming in with the right attitude. But, you know, essentially all the kids within our recruiting class, they're going to bring something to the table. And, you know, it's always exciting to meet the families, always excited to meet the kids and see how they interact with our kids. And I think it's going to be a really good class. And I think this class here is going to set the tone for years to come. But in particular within our class, you know, we added athleticism. And we also signed a lot of linemen within this recruiting class that I think they're going to make a contribution either this year or within the future. So it's really exciting, and I hope and I know that we're going to sustain, you know, the momentum we've had recruiting-wise. And every kid within this recruiting class know that we're not trying to be a top 25 team. We're trying to be a top 10, top 25 program.
Wow. So, Coach, I know you guys are working hard to get up there and win the championship. Any last words of advice for that young man out there in the Bay Area or Florida where you're from and he's itching?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the most important thing I would always tell kids and all the kids aspiring to play college football, keep an open mind and never, ever give up. And continue to work hard and always do your best, knowing that things will change minute by minute. And also, you know, make sure that, you know, you are very particular on what you put on social media and how you define yourself and how you project yourself. Talent can only get you so far, but also do research on coaching staff, do research on different degree programs at schools that you interest in, that you have interest in, because that's going to define your future. And also the next thing is, hey, be realistic for yourself with yourself and know that, hey, if you work hard and you have a vision, there's a school out there for you. You don't have to go to a Division I school to play in the next level. You don't have to play 1AA to play in the NFL. All right? You got guys like Pierre Garçon who played Division III football. And he worked hard, and it worked out for him, and the stars got aligned, and he got his opportunity. But the most important thing, you know, with kids today, and I want to share this with you, is focus on getting your degree. Focus on getting your degree. And that's the most important thing. You know, and if you make it to the NFL, if you play professional football, that's complimentary. But once you get on the college campus, take advantage of all the resources, opportunities, networking, and the friendships and the brotherhood and fellowships that you will establish along the way.
Wow, Coach. Hey, you were at the table for the night, and we knew that you would. So, good time, Coach. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a good night.
All right, Coach. We are experiencing some storms out here in the Bay Area, so hopefully he was coming good. got at the end right there. You got, and that's why we wanted to bring him on. We've had him on before, and he puts it all on the table. He cares about his athletes. You guys can definitely tell that he's got some amazing that you could play at. He talked about maturity. You know, maturity is the difference between the young and the kids who play to red shirt. He also talked about upward trends. When they're looking at your grades, you have upward trends in your academic. Don't have A's and B's as a sophomore and C's and D's as a junior and senior. So last but not least, to perceive you, you have to with your social networking. So amazing advice from Coach Maurice. Hopefully you guys got something out of tonight's show. Hopefully you guys may end up yourself teaching a basketball from the University of Minnesota. That's a big time football school. So I will be YGP family. I'm Aaron Wood, and we will definitely be top. We'll be right back.